Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with MetalArk Extension District. Going to talk to you today about a subject that is fresh on our minds as we look out and see grass trying to green up. It is time to think about turning livestock out to pastures. You know, oftentimes this is the time of year that we call branding time. Maybe is an older term that refers to the process when the livestock were drugged to a fire and actually branded. There are operations that still use hot iron brands, but in general, the time of turning livestock out into pasture, processing calves, is referred to as the branding time. So today we're going to look a little bit at some of those best management practices in that operation. There is something romantic about the cowboy tradition and working with our livestock, driving those herds out to pasture. That's an important piece of this. In fact, there are places across the United States that have made that into an agritourism operation. And it is important to educate folks that might not know what we're doing. It is also important, though, to educate that work crew that you might have helping. This is a busy time of year. It typically takes more hands to process calves, and so it's important that everybody knows what their job is, knows the expectation of the manager, and knows that what the best management practices might be. One of the first things you really do need to do is to establish that vet-client-patient relationship, working with a vet to understand your operation's health needs, concerns, and to help you develop a vaccination protocol is going to be important well in advance of the branding day. Once you get to that point in time where you're actually ready to round up the cattle to begin the working process, try to keep a focus on low-stress animal handling. Visit with your help and make sure they know some of the do's and the don'ts of your operation. Share your expectations all the way from gathering the cattle to sorting them, the steps to follow during processing, and just make sure everybody's on the same page. One of the big problems that we can run into when we're actually on branding day and processing those calves is mishandling animal health products. So that's an important thing to really give some consideration to. Mishandling of those animal products, particularly as we talk about vaccines, can be extremely counterproductive to the goals that we're trying to achieve in our health management. Some of those best management practices that ensure we have vaccines that'll work include making sure you mix only the required amount of product to work a particular group, and that you utilize that modified live product within 1 hour of mixing. The efficacy of these products really declines when we start to get outside that hour window. When you mix the vaccines, don't overshake. A simple swirling action is sufficient to make sure that you get a good mix. Then you want to make sure that you store the vaccine at the appropriate temperature range according to the manufacturer label. We need to keep them out of exposure to direct sunlight and use something like a cooler or ice packs to help you out in the field. Make sure we label syringes, make sure that we're keeping modified live products in one and killed products in another, and that we don't mix those. That's important, especially the efficacy of the modified live vaccines. Change your needles. Make sure every time you refill a syringe that you are using a new needle. Never go back into a bottle with a dirty needle. And it's suggested that every 10 to 15 head that we change needles as we're processing through the day. Make sure to give all injections in the injection triangle, which is the front point of the shoulder, down the neck region, and that triangle. All of our injections should go in that area. And if we have the option to use subcutaneous versus intramuscular, subcutaneous is probably always our best bet. There's been a lot of research that has shown that how we handle the animals is important. Also, the time away from their mothers might be as important as anything else. That amount of time separating dam and the young animal actually has a higher incidence on stress. So the quicker we can process the young animals, get them back with their mothers, the better off that we will be. If we have an effective communication plan in place, we can successfully process our calves at branding time, we can have a low stress day, and we can accomplish our goals. So all of that said, I wish everybody good luck as you process your animals, get them out to greener pastures, and let's all keep hoping and praying that we get some rain and have a long grazing season. This has been Ross Mosteller, Livestock and Natural Resources, Metal Arc Extension District, wishing you a great weekend.